USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I'm sorry, I watched it, but I fell asleep. I found he's very good. Very good for sleeping.
President Trump entertaining the patriotic crowd at a rally in North Dakota as he mocks former President Obama, who came out swinging at him during a speech at the University of Illinois. President Trump campaigning for Senate candidate Republican Kevin Cramer in North Dakota, while Obama trying to get Democrats out to vote. USA Radio's Tim Berg picks up the story.
Obama gave his speech at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. He then called out President Trump.
It did not start with Donald Trump. He is a symptom. Not the cause. He's just capitalizing on resentments that politicians have been fanning for years.
This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
At the United Nations, UN Ambassador Nikki Haley calls out Russia and Iran, accusing leaders in both countries of supporting Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Haley speaking during a UN Security Council meeting.
Russia and Iran, as countries with influence over the regime, must stop this catastrophe. It is in their power to do so.
In other news, former Trump campaign aide George Papadopoulos sentenced to 14 days in jail for lying to the FBI. President Trump calls on his Attorney General Jeff Sessions to investigate the New York Times op-ed report and find out who the anonymous source is. The piece, extremely critical of him, the president speaking with reporters on Air Force One, telling them he believes this is a matter of national security.
Because I think it's national security. I would say Jeff should be investigating who the author of that piece was, because I really believe it's national security.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Strong reaction from a Catholic organization to the most recent investigation involving sex abuse. USA Radio's Chris Barnes now with the story.
The nation's largest Catholic league is blasting the New York State Attorney General for opening an investigation into Catholic dioceses in that state for sex abuse allegations. The president of the New York Catholic League, Bill Donahue, says,
"This problem is not ours today. We did have it in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So to go after the Catholic Church alone today and give the public schools and all other religions a pass smacks of bigotry."
Donahue says there's a misconception that clergy sex abuse is still a problem. He points to stats that show hardly any Catholic priests in the last 2 years have credible accusations made against them. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The economy under President Trump looking up.
Not only did the economy add 201,000 new jobs in August, but according to Lanny Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average pay rate for workers also increased.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 201,000 in August, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.9%. Job gains occurred in professional and business services, healthcare, wholesale trade, transportation and warehousing, and mining. Over the year, average hourly earnings increased 2.9%, the highest since June 2009.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.